We specialize mostly first editions, a lot of signed books, a lot, yeah, we're geared more towards a book collector than just a reader.
Mm-hmm.
We also do book repair, book conservation, restoration, that sort of thing,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of special orders. Real heavy on cookbooks.
Mm-hmm.
We have over 2,000 signed first editions, about 2,500 cookbooks,
wow.
Over 500 Civil War books, and we've broken the mold of a used bookstore, and we've started bringing in new books. We've had a lot of requests for Kentucky authors, so we have a whole section now of Kentucky authors, and all those are new books. And we've been featuring local Kentucky authors by having book signings.
Oh, nice.
And so we have a lot of signed books over in that Kentucky section mm-hmm. that are signed by the actual authors. And for 2012 so far, we have 14 more book signings lined up with more in the works. And we're just trying to promote Kentucky authors.
Who are some of the authors that you've had in or that you have lined up?
In the past, we've had Robert Dickey,
mm-hmm.
who's out of Bowling Green. We've had Roger Brucker, who is real popular in the Cavan community.
Linwood Montel.
Yeah, Dr. Linwood Montel.
I love him.
Everybody knows Dr. Montel. He's a great guy.
We've had Douglas Boyd from Lexington.
Yeah, I noticed you have his book. That's...
trying to look and see who else we've also Thomas Barnes, who's done all the Kentucky Wildflower books.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I think Gary West.
Gary West was here, who's done the 101 places to shop eat. For this next year, it's coming up. In February, we have Brad Asher, who's written Cecilia and Fanny. It's a story between a friendship between an escaped slave and her mistress, and we're doing that in honor of Black History Month. In March, we're going to feature the book that was put out by the Kentucky Arts Council, Kentucky Quilt Trails, Views and Voices. And we're going to have a few of the people that contributed to that here signing. And we're also going to feature the Hart County barn quilts out on the sidewalk, and hopefully also have some of the people who do the painting doing demonstrations that day.
We also have Virginia Davis, who is from the Hart County Chamber of Commerce. He's written two children's books coming in December.
She'll be here, on December the 3rd, right after the Horse Cave Christmas Parade. We have Maggie Green, who's a chef who specializes in local ingredients. She'll be here in April. We're working on a derby day for May. We also have William Ellis coming in. He's written a history of education in Kentucky. And that's going to be during the at the end of the week of Teacher Appreciation Day. And then... we have the Smithsonian Institute exhibit coming in, New Harmonies, and it'll be here the middle of June. It'll be here through the end of July. So in July, we have Billy Reed, who's written The Monarchs, The Great American Rock and Roll Dream. We're doing a Floyd Collins Day, so Roger Brucker will be back for that, along with Colleen O'Connor Olson, who has written three books about Mammoth Cave. And Tim Callahan, who's written a series of children's books or young adult, they're along the lines of the Hardy Boys, but they all take place, they're all adventure books for young boys that take place in Kentucky caves. And then we're doing a Civil War weekend, the last weekend in June, so we have, and it's also, we're doing Civil War, and we're also doing Funeral Practices of the South and ghost stories. So we've got Dr. Linwood Montel coming back. We have David Dameen coming in from Louisville, who's written a number of ghost books. We have Roberta Simpson Brown and Lonnie E. Brown. And we've also have Jim Donu, who's written War in Kentucky, and he's a world-renowned Civil War expert. In July, we have Leanne and Ron Florence coming in, who have written Woody, the Kentucky Wiener series. And in July, we're having a Fiddle Fest, and we have Bob Cox coming in, who's written Fiddlin' Charlie Bowman, and Carlton Jackson, who's written P.S. I Love You, the Story of the Singing Hilltoppers. And also Sarah Sullivan, who's written a wonderful children's book that's called Passing the Music Down. The illustrations are just beautiful.
So full schedule. And more to come, we hope.
Yeah.